we still have a large number of Zimbabweans who are struggling to gain a legal status or a legal immigration status. They have not been able to regularize their stay. They are still under what we call a shadow, living in the shadows, running away from the law because they legally they're not supposed to be here. They've overstayed their visas by years. So they are subject to deportation and arrest whenever they are caught. So that's one major challenge that many families are facing. The other challenge that Zimbabweans living in America are facing, I guess, is once you stay here, there's always what I would call a double mind, where when you get here into this country, you're thinking one day you're going to go back to Zimbabwe to settle down. But as time goes on, you discover that that zeal you had begins to fade away to go back to Zimbabwe. So in the process, most of us are not kind of investing in either side. In Zimbabwe, we're not investing in anything in terms of property. In the U.S., you're not really also not investing much because your mind is kind of double-minded. You're not sure exactly where you're going to end up settling down or where you're going to retire from. The other challenge that comes with living in America, this is an economy that's run by credit, which means you have to pay bills every month. So some of us, we sometimes overstretch ourselves financially, trying to finance a lifestyle that does not match our income. So in the process, we accumulate a lot of debt.
And going back to the issue of immigration status, you actually mentioned that some people are always running away from the law. What will happen to some of these people?
Well, most people have been hoping that this talk about immigration or comprehensive immigration reform by President Obama somehow will come to fruition. And that has been the hope of many. And so far, because of politics, it looks like that will not happen anytime soon. So in the end, it's going to just be a hide-and-seek with the law. So according to the Americans, the Zimbabwean issue seems to be stable. So people are just stuck. They don't know what else to do. There are other avenues that people keep doing, like marrying an American person so that you can get your paperwork done that way, or getting a work visa. If you have some skills that are needed, like in computers, engineering, you can get a work visa that way if someone sponsors you. But for the rest, majority, it is just going to be hide and seek with the law.
And I guess most of these people have got their spouses who are back home. So what happens to the institution of marriage, if that's the case here?
It is difficult. Marriages are just breaking up because either one spouse is in America, the other one is in Zimbabwe. And it can go up to 10 years without even seeing each other. Then you begin to wonder, really, are we still married? So marriages are just breaking up. Some here are finding new spouses and forgetting about the spouses they left home and starting new lives here, new families here. So this is leading to the breakup of the family structure as